It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to Border Crossings. We're live in downtown D.C., and Suzanne Santo is in our studios. She's on tour for a brand new album called Ruby Red. And stay tuned, we've got Suzanne here joining us on today's Border Crossings. Hi, this is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. We welcome you to our show today. In our studios and on tour for her new album, Ruby Red, we'd like to welcome Suzanne Santo. Welcome to Washington.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is a nice honor to meet you, and I know you go way back, what, 10, 15 years right now?
Let's go with 11.
Oh, 11
yeah,
years?
Yeah, in the middle there somewhere, yeah.
You were with a group called Honey Honey.
That's correct, yeah.
And best known for Americana music, I guess.
Sure, yeah. Foot stomping stuff. Yeah.
So why the solo album now? Why, you're still with Honey Honey, I read.
Correct, yeah. We, you know, to be totally honest, we were just a little burned out on our last record. We did over 2 years of really hard touring and just needed some space from one another. And it was one of the greatest things we've done so far in terms of, you know, having these solo records we're both really proud of and then still doing Honey Honey. It's kind of like divide and conquer right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that was kind of it. We just wanted to take a different creative direction and a little break. You know, you spend every day with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just say, hey, I love you, but I'm just going to take a breather.
Take a breather.
A little breather.
Some space.
Yeah.
So this new album for you, is this similar to the sound that we know from Honey Honey, or is this something very different?
It's, you know, it's hard to say because I'm the lead singer in Honey Honey. So, mm-hmm. Of course, it sounds similarly, but it's a little more intense, I guess. And mm-hmm. It's a little more produced than we have in the past with our past Honey Honey records.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben, my partner in Honey Honey, he always says this is what Honey Honey's next record might have sounded like, but who knows what we're going to do with that down the road.
And this album is produced by Butch Walker.
That's correct, yeah.
And he's well known for his style of music, and I guess you have toured with him as well.
I have. I was actually here in D.C. with him about this time last year. I opened for him and I played in his band, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to I play the banjo and the fiddle. And so I was like utility, and it was cool to not have to be the front person and just be one of the support on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I got to shoot a confetti cannon at the end of every show. So Butch Walker is a lot of fun.
Hey, wow. Yeah. That's a good time. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, a suburb.
Okay. So in Cleveland, is the banjo a popular instrument?
No,
how did you
not
kind
at all.
Of ended up with banjo?
You know, I ask myself that question often, Larry. when Honey Honey, and when we started the band, I was playing guitar, and Ben Jaffe is an excellent guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we don't need two guitar players, you know. And I'd played violin since I was a kid, and we thought it would be a good idea to pick up the banjo because it's a percussive instrument and you can really kind of create a lot of rhythm. And
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wasn't very good at first. So I don't know how much rhythm I was creating at the time when I first started, but it's been a great part of the band at mm-hmm. this point. But no, not a lot of banjo in Cleveland.
You didn't bring it with you, did you?
It's in the car.
It's in the car, okay. Because the banjo is it's a picking
mm-hmm.
type instrument versus yeah. the guitar. Which
There's
is
a lot of different ways you can play
right.
it. You know, you can do claw hammer, and I put finger picks on and mm-hmm. just, I play it more like a guitar with kind of like bluesy riffs, but, mm-hmm. You know, I'll throw some rolls in there from time to time, little scruggs. You know, a little Earl Scruggs action.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. And you got the guitar and also the fiddle,
yes.
the violin. So you do a lot of stringed instruments.
Sure,
that
yeah.
was your forte. That's what
yeah,
you
no, no woodwinds yet, but, you
nothing.
Know, there's always tomorrow.
There's no trumpets. And
no trumpets yet.
In your future.
But, you know, I want to do it all, so who knows?
Suzanne Santos with us here on Border Crossings. Ruby Red is the name of the album. Would you do a song for us?
Yeah, I would love to. All right.
What's this called?
This is called Regrets.
Regrets. We all have them.
I don't want to have regrets about you, but I do. Something on the hatches and lock it in my mind. Cauterize the time I spent thinking about you. Believe me, I'm trying to take it easy, but sleep won't come and I pray for it. I'm dying to get rid of this heaviness. Did it take too many things when you moved out of my house? Just some photographs and books, the words out of my mouth. And I used to be the kind who would tell it like it is. Words falling from my lips, like a little kid. Believe me, I'm trying to take it easy. Sleep won't come and I beg for it.
Suzanne Santos here. That's called Regrets?
Yeah.
So I'd have to ask you then, what is your biggest regret?
Oh, man. Wow. Right for the hardball
questions,
Larry. Go
right for the dagger. Yes.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I don't really have any. I mean, this is a song. I think, maybe that's not true. I think it's probably not worrying so much or fixating on things that happened long ago. Mm-hmm. Probably having regrets is my biggest regret.
You've been writing songs for quite a while.
Yeah.
Even before you actually started with Honey, Honey. So how did the songwriting thing come to you? Were you like in school writing poetry?
Oh, that's so funny.
Where did that come from?
Well, I was actually an actress for a number of years, and I lived in New York City and was doing pretty well there, and I moved to Los Angeles to follow my first love. Okay, you know, just I was just head over heels, and we broke up my first week in Los Angeles.
Oh my.
And I didn't have any friends there, and so I just, like, I had my dad's like 30-year-old Alvarez guitar, and I wrote the most pitiful songs you've ever heard. And I was just like sad. That's pretty much how that went. And then I have like my Craigslist roommates, and one of them happened to have been a booker for open mic nights. Mm-hmm. And her best friend was an engineer and introduced me to Ben Jaffe, and that's how we started Honey Honey. But it was really kind of a weird serendipitous way through, you know, I thought I was an actress. Oh, I'm going to be on TV all the time. And then it was music.
Wow. You found the right path, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the best stories when it happens accidentally and you really didn't plan that.
Yeah.
How about acting? You go back to that, or you want to go back to that?
Funny you should ask. Yeah, I mean, I love it so much. And this past year, Honey Honey was on a half-hour comedy on TBS called The Guest Book.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote a bunch of music for it. And we actually play at the end of every episode in the strip club. And it's from the creator of My Name is Earl. So it's this, like, half-hour, sometimes raunchy comedy, if you will. But we just got picked up for season two, so we're really excited. But I got to like dust off my SAG card, which was really exciting. And they put us in some of the episodes as, mm-hmm. as characters in this town, and then we are like this, you know, band on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool.
So TBS TV show.
TBS, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What about films? You want to be in film or?
You know, if anybody, Francis Ford Coppola, if you're listening, I would. Yeah, I'm totally down.
He's one of the biggest listeners
yeah.
of the show.
Great, yeah.
Him and Scorsese.
I'm ready to go. I'm muscles flexed. Here we go. Yeah.
We're talking with Suzanne Santo, who's here. You have your own record label. You own your own company.
Well, this is a self-release,
uh-huh.
which has been really rewarding. Honey Honey has had several record deals over the years, and we really wanted to try something different. And it's a ever-changing industry. And the knowledge and the experiences I'm having from releasing it myself have been like night and day. And I don't know how to say it other than it's just really cool to kind of captain your own ship in that way and see the nuts and bolts of it. Mm-hmm. and be like, oh yeah, this is great. I get to own my music, mm-hmm. which is not always the case with a record contract.
Right, most
of the time, not.
And you also, I mean, you as a part of a duo, then all of a sudden you branch off as a solo artist. Mm-hmm. It's a different dynamic for you to not have anybody next to you to lean on when you're performing. It's you. The spotlight's on only you.
Yeah.
Do you prefer that, or is how different is that?
I get hit on a lot more. It's so funny. like more than ever. And I'm just like, what's new? Something new? It's like, oh, I'm just standing up there by myself. I don't have like a bunch of guys around me to, you know, scare anybody off. You know, I love both projects so much, and it's really, I feel so lucky that I get to do both. And, you know, and they're very different. I'm on tour right now with a fella named Willie Watson.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
And
we had them on.
Oh, they're great. And he's great. And he's branched off and done his own thing. He also plays with Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, what's fun about this tour is it's just me and a guitar, and I just get to sing, you know, and just sing any way I want. I can try different variations, and you know, a lot of times when we're with the band, we have to sort of stick to a somewhat of a structure, which is also great, you mm-hmm. know. But it's just been fun the past couple weeks just singing.
Wow. Well, how would you describe your music on this album, this new album?
Because of the way it's produced, I would say folk rock.
Folk rock.
Because it really, like, if you listen to it, you know, start to finish, there's a lot of different genres, and mm-hmm. And that's what I love about it. I'm like the kind of kid who goes to the restaurant and I like to have like four or five different things to dip my chicken fingers in. You know what I mean? Like, I just like variety. So it's like one of those things. So you've got like barbecue sauce and ranch and some poppy seed on there. You know,
and of course the hot sauce.
A little bit of hot sauce.
There's
very
a lot
little.
Of hot, little.
I'm not so good with the spice.
Really? I've been reading that this album is pretty spicy.
Yeah, it's pretty spicy. That's true.
Pretty spicy album.
Do you dip chicken fingers in whiskey? I don't know.
You start a trend. So yes, this is it's a sexy album.
Yeah.
It's
it
a
is.
Sexy album.
It is.
And that's kind of a bold thing for a young female singer songwriter to do with her debut album.
It's funny, you know, it honey, like we co-write some songs I've written, some songs Ben's written, and we just have a whole, like, all songs written by honey, and there's sort of a nebulous, we don't really need to say who wrote what. And when I wrote this record, I definitely had a freak out moment of like, oh gosh, there's like, I can't hide behind anybody.
Right.
I can't say, like, try to pawn it off on that guy. And it took me a minute to be comfortable with how just vulnerable it is in a lot of ways. And I had a really great stamp of approval from my mom and dad, because I sent it to them and I was just like, oh God. And they love it. And my dad in particular sent me a voicemail, or he called, and he said, after I sent it to him, he said, honey, I just got done listening to your filthy, raunchy, beautiful, amazing record, and I'm so proud of you. And I was like, okay, sure. we're good. And it's nice to be accepted for that, and I can express myself,
right,
and be a woman, and, you know, nobody's not having me over for Thanksgiving.
Suzanne Santos, guest on our show today on tour for her new album. It's your debut album, but it really isn't a debut album.
I mean,
you've been in this business for a while and put out a number of albums, but Ruby Red is the first album as a solo artist. Is this the first of just one, or the first of others to come, or how long is this break going to be?
Well, you know, since we just got picked up for the TBS show again, we're going to be doing a lot of writing for that, and probably the middle of next year. So I'm trying to figure out how to keep pushing Ruby Red and mm-hmm. making its rounds. But you never know, Larry. You know, things just, opportunities present themselves. We could make a record in a week. Who
That's
knows?
That's right. Some more spicy sauce might come to
always
your
mind. Spicy.
That's
yeah.
it. Would you do another song for us?
Sure. Yeah, this one's a little spicy.
All right.
But it's you know, more on the happy love-ish
happy
train.
Love spicy.
Thank you. am trying so hard not to love him too fast. Line up all the horses and race around the track. Run laps around reality and never look back. Real hard love that's better than that. I'm trying so hard not to bury myself beneath the dirt and the flowers of somebody else. Yeah, beauty is blinding and darkness runs deep.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Suzanne Santos here on Border Crossings. Now, do you write your favorite songs when you're sad? I have to ask, because some songwriters get inspiration from heartbreak and sad and depression. A lot of people I talk to are depressed, and that's where a lot of music comes from. So how about you? Where do you feel all of a sudden these great songs come to you?
I write a lot of sad songs, and it's funny because I'm a pretty, like upper kind of person. Mm-hmm, you know, I'm always happy for the most part, or, you know, I like to see the good in all things if I can. And I'm not a downer is what I'm trying to say, but my songs are. And I think it's definitely an outlet. Mm-hmm. And it is tougher to write happier songs, But that's something I'm really trying to work on. I was thinking about that as I sat down here. I was like, oh, it's morning time. Everybody's got their coffee. Everybody, and then I'm just like coming in with my downer songs. And I got, for just like for marketing purposes alone, I got to think of something chipper for the future.
Now, you know, you've gotten a lot of great reviews from Rolling Stone and all the big magazines in the industry. Everybody's really singing your praises and liking what you're doing
so
right
nice.
Now, which is great. It's a great, you know, wave to be riding on. Right now, and you're called a singer-songwriter. Which do you prefer, singer-songwriter, songwriter-singer? How do you see yourself?
It's funny. Well, singer-songwriters, it can get kind of like a bad vibe sometimes, or it's just sort of like you because you always you like attach like oh emotional to it. But I mean, I don't care either way. In Honey Honey, it gets pretty rock and roll sometimes. Sometimes we play just straight up folk music. You know, it would be technically singer-songwriter when it's just me and a guitar. I think just much like all things, it's not really one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always interesting to, like, hear what somebody wants to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably it's rocker.
Rocker chick. So if you had to give up two of the three things that you do, acting, singing, songwriter.
Oh, geez.
You can only keep one.
Oh, man.
What would it be?
Oh, Larry.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Well, if I had to give up one,
give up one thing that you do, you only get one choice.
Well, I'm going to say singing because, you know, one day when I'm old, if I'm lucky enough to be old, I might not be able to sing, you know, because your voice changes over time. And I feel like one day I might be singing. I'll probably sound like the Godfather or just like, you know, just one day it's going to get to that point. So before it gets to that point, I'd like to hang on to it as long as I can.
And now that you've taken
Marlon
a break
Brando
from Honey Honey, who would you like to work with? Now that Ben's not around to hear this, now that we can get to the nitty gritty and ask Suzanne, who would be her dream collaborator?
Ooh, well, I mean, David Bowie,
if we could bring him back.
Go into time, into a time machine. I feel like we could figure that out at some point, time machine-wise.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't think we're far off. But living, I'm a big fan of Jonathan Wilson. He's a producer and a writer, singer. He kind of does everything. But and Blake Mills. Oh, man, they're both so good. But they've produced some of my favorite records in the past few years. Mm-hmm. So.
And who are you listening to these days? Who do you get inspiration from?
Who am I listening to these days? Well, I've been doing a lot of driving by myself, and I've actually been listening to this, like, scandalous book on tape. So that's been really, like, keeping me awake for, like, my 7-8-hour drives. But music-wise, I love Radiohead. They're a great driving band when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
Moon-Shaped Pool, I think that's what their last record was called.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. Oh gosh, Alabama Shakes. Oh, there's like some classics that I go through, and then, you know, obviously like new artists pop up all the time. I like Patrick Sweeney a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like bluesy. Got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Eclectic mix of people.
It's very eclectic. Led Zeppelin always.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're kind of
an old
soul. You like some of the old rock and the new rock and a little bit mixture. I see tattoos on your fingers and they're very subtle. You kept them on your fingers, to, as far as I can see.
Yes.
What are they from?
Because
everything tells a story and there's a reason behind.
Yeah. Well, my papa died over 10 years ago now. Or just about 10 years. And he was in the Navy, so I got an anchor to commemorate him and just kind of also remind myself to be as kind and gentle as he was because he was the most gentle soul I've ever come across. And I got a rose for my grandmother who passed last November, Florence Rose. And it was 2 Novembers ago. Oh, my gosh. She was a very, very special woman and probably the hardest working person I know. So I've got these like reminders and it was a lot actually to get tattoos on my hands because it's a thing that gets judged by some people, don't like tattoos and they immediately have an you know, an idea of you. And to be honest, I'm covered in tattoos, so what difference does it make to have them on my hands? But it was a big moment in my life to be comfortable with that, to just sort of it's also like to be myself,
sure,
you know, and not apologize for it, which is something I have a tendency to do.
And you have, I mean, wonderful stories. I'm sure your grandmother and your grandfather would be very honored.
Yeah, you know. I hope so.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably not, actually. They'd probably, well, actually, Pop had a tattoo. Yeah, so you know, maybe he would have been proud.
So tell me about the album Ruby Red, because that's what you're here for. So the album, why'd you pick Ruby Red? I mean, what, it's got to be a song on the album,
no,
I'm assuming.
Ruby
so why
Red
did you say
is actually
this is
the name of Butch Walker's studio?
Oh, okay.
It's in Santa Monica, California.
So you honored him?
Yeah, I did. And the space, you know, I've made a lot of records in my life, and this one was the one that I feel like it kind of liberated me in a lot of ways, because Butch is a powerful man, and he gave me the floor, and he gave me all the support. And that doesn't really happen very often. You're usually the only woman in the room, and, you know, you're at the back of the room sometimes, and not all the time, but, you know, people work at different paces, and Ben Jaffe is brilliant, and he works really fast, and I would always sort of like be a couple steps behind him and just got used to that gear. Whereas when I worked at Ruby Red, and it's beautiful, it's got natural light, and I love that, because a lot of times when you're working in a cave, mm-hmm. you know, I just feel like taking a nap. So there's this great studio, just full of energy, and it, I guess I got to discover things I was capable of that I didn't think I could do. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Butch and I were doing string arrangements and vocal arrangements, and it was so much fun, and it was the first time I actually kind of just had all this space to move around. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like it was the right thing to do to name the record Ruby Red.
Very nice. Yeah, I love it. I mean, and, you know, you've got some, like I say, some highs and lows and some
right.
some heartbreak and, you know,
yeah.
a lot of sex.
Yeah,
a lot of sex
appeal.
A lot of
booze.
A lot of booze and sex. But, and so for your, you know, the tour, which goes on for the rest of this year, and your birthday's in January, you're going to...
Oh, my God.
You're going to still be on the,
yeah.
the road?
Well, here's what's fun. I'm going to be in Montana on my birthday. I'm going to be in Missoula. And I'm so excited because it's one of my favorite places to play. And I have some friends. So I play Friday the 19th in Missoula, and then Saturday we're off. Mm. And I have some friends that have a bird sanctuary up there. So hopefully I can just go, like, you know, hold some eagles.
There you go.
On
Why
my
not?
Birthday and just, like, you know, have a party with some friends.
Maybe get a happy song out of
yeah!
it.
Yeah. Oh, there, definitely.
There it is.
Yeah. I see where you're going with this, Larry. I like it.
Suzanne Santos in our studios. And if you wouldn't mind doing another
sure,
one more song for us. What's this called?
This is Ghost in My Bed.
Right.
And this is technically like the single.
All right, the single.
There's a great music video for it, too. There's a ghost in my bed, screwing with my head, stomping around my room, drinking all my booze. He makes me toss and turn. My stomach churn, and he laughs at me, thinks it's so funny. He drives my car and says, hold on, child, the road we're on is winding wild, and we got busted wheels, a dead end deal. I will haunt you till you're lying still. Yeah, he always gets me good and wasted. I knew
pulls me in, my face on his chest. He ain't wearing his shirt, I ain't wearing my dress. He spills tequila into my mouth, and we hit the town. Yeah, we tear it to the ground, 'cause he always gets me good and wasted. I loved it from the start. The first time I tasted the darkness, when he kissed my mouth, I'm his tongue. Yeah, he's my way out. Yeah, he always gets me good and wasted. I loved it from the start. The first time I tasted the darkness, when he kissed my mouth, I'm his horn. Yeah, he's my way out, my way
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Sounding great.
Thank
I love you. The sound.
Thank you
so where
much.
Can people go to get the album if they want to pick up Ruby Red?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on my website. You can get it for free on Spotify or Pandora.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you got to help Suzanne pay some
bills.
If you
want to listen to it, great. If you want to, you know, I'm so hungry and cold. So obviously support is always welcome.
Support is welcome. So where can people go to read about you, find out your tour dates, your website, your social media sites?
Yeah. SuzanneSanto.com. All of my handles are Suzanto at SOOZANTO.
Mm-hmm. So, Suzanto.
Suzanto.
And that's the name of your label, too.
It is.
Suzanne Tower.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to meet you. And, you know, I really like your sound.
Likewise. Thank you.
Ruby Red is the album. Suzanne Santo. She's on tour. Check her out. My name's Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's get one thing straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, I'm a lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, I'm a lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. Games, are we too grown to play around, young enough to chase,
but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown to change? Are we too grown to mess around? Ooh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh, trying to do what lovers do.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me.
Crossings, and that is Chicago. It's a song by request from Monica. She's in Kuwait. You're the inspiration. We also heard music from Maroon 5's upcoming new album. And it features SZA, What Lovers Do, and a request from Roby, who's tuned into the show. Thank you very much for joining us. About 10 more minutes to go. You can dial 202-619-2077 to make your requests and dedications. Here's one for Augustino Jao Jose. And this is Janine Aiko, While We're Young, here on Border Crossings.
What's the deal? This is Nathan.
Hello, this is Sean.
What's going on, y'all? This is Wanye.
We're Boys to Men. And you're listening to our pal, our homeboy,
our buddy,
our home slice.
Larry London. Yes. LL, yes, yes. The real LL.
That's right.
Larry London.
Y'all. Cock diesel and all.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've never told you. All I wanted to say. And now it's too late to hold you, 'cause you've flown away so far.
you'd always be there.
I thought you'd always be there.
I took your presence for granted, but I always cared.
Song, a song that was number one back in its day. That is Boyz II Men, Mariah Carey, One Sweet Day, a request from Roger Nee from Cameroon. Now, speaking of Mariah Carey, she, of course, sang the biggest Christmas song of all time, All I Want for Christmas Is You. She's got a new Christmas song coming out on October 27th called The Star, and it is the title track from a new animated film that stars the voice characters of Oprah Winfrey, Kelly Clarkson, and many others. And that film, The Star, comes out November 17th, if you're keeping up with Mariah Carey. Also, some Mariah Carey news, not good news. Her Beverly Hills home was broken into, and about $50,000 worth of sunglasses and jewelry and handbags were stolen from Mariah's Beverly Hills home. Kanye West's home was also broken into over the weekend. The person who was doing the break-in was caught. You know, seems like that's a popular trend these days. Jason Derulo's home was broken into. About $300,000 or so worth of stuff was stolen. But anyway, keeping you informed all the time with the requests and dedications and the latest music news. This is Border Crossings. And I want to say hi to Mawunya, who checked in. Desiree. Ephraim Asmari also said hi to us on our Facebook page. Vincent Maloba, Mark Emanuels, Naka Emanuels. I heard from Esther Voss. Got a lot of people checking in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you all for checking out our Facebook page. Kia Kinfei. Let's see, Flora, Isma, Abel, Gurma. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be telling you more about how you can win the Now 64 CD starting November 6th, Monday, November 6th, right here on Border Crossings. And again, thank you to Suzanne Santo for joining us on the show. And thanks to Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, Gary and Nick, and the crew, and Felicia as well. And thanks to you for joining us. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings back tomorrow, right here on the VOA1 Music Network.